Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation. Yesterday was an active day with you, the callers, and we want to keep that rolling because it's always a lot of fun. Bart Scott, what's happening?
Main thing, you know what's crazy, right? When we think, we're like, all right, what do we want to start with? And I'm just talking. We just throwing stuff off the wall, bouncing off the wall.
Yep.
And then, you know, I throw something out there like, hey, man, you know, it's crazy about the Calvin Ridley thing. And then Mr. Wet Blanket Wilson himself chimes in. Right, and he says all these things every once in a while. He's like the voice of God. He can creep into your ear, talk to me exclusively, talk to you exclusively. Yeah. Sometimes we need to put him on the center stage, call him to the front of the congregation, and have him talk to the world.
Wilson.
Because Wilson is coming
AKA
here.
A.K.A. Dino, A.K.A. Yes. Ray Dinahan, the producer.
Yes. He's telling me that it's all over with. No Calvin Ridley. Where do we go from receiver? And I said Davante Adams. And then what did you say, Mr. Wilson?
I said, whatever happened to people coming here on a discount for Aaron Rodgers?
I mean, that's a good question.
And I said, if you trade for Davante Adams, that is a discount because if you see what Calvin Ridley got paid, 4 years, $96 million, you know, that's $25 million. Davante Adams coming here in a trade to me is a win because – he's only owed $17 million. So now you still have a very workable deal and a deal that expires. You know, so for me, that is the discount coming here for Aaron Rodgers, forcing his way out because I feel like he still has a leg to stand on. I feel like Davante Adams asking out can say, hey, man, listen, I'm not where we're at now. It's starting to get slim pickings, right? And it's starting to change the caliber of athlete that's going to be opposite Garrett Wilson because now we're down to the chosen, formerly known as Robbie Anderson, right? Who's maybe a possibility coming home, maybe on a 1 year, $5 million deal, something crazy like that. But that doesn't give you the high skill set. Devontae Parker being traded hurts you. You look at, you know, my opinion, you're down to Hollywood Brown, Tyler Boyd.
None of this is exciting.
Right? And it's the thing, right? Was the receiver opposite of Garrett Wilson supposed to be better than Garrett Wilson? I don't think that was the case. He was never supposed to be better than Garrett Wilson, but if he gets Davante Adams, if you get T. Higgins, I would say they're the same, you know. But we were always looking at a receiver that can complement Garrett Wilson, not be better than Garrett Wilson. It was a guy that was supposed to make the other team pay for trying to take away Garrett Wilson. If Davante Adams is here, then they're trying to take away Davante Adams, and, you know, and then that means that a guy like Garrett Wilson can eat. So it's still kind of tough. You know, Calvin Ridley leaving is kind of like, you know, he was the number one receiver there.
Hey, that's the one name you kept bringing up.
Yeah, but I still believe that, you know, maybe it's opportunities to get Courtland Sutton away from Denver. Let's see as it gets closer what Denver decides to do. You know, let's see if Denver decides to go in another direction. Courtland Sutton, it seems like they're done. They shed a lot of salary cap, but we know this is going to be a rebuild year for them. We have Mike Williams out there, and maybe he understands.
But what is it that you don't like about Mike Williams?
He's always hurt.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't need. I don't need somebody to come here and is supposed to be able to be protection for Garrett Wilson, and then he gets hurt. And so then we're right back to what, Alan Lazard? And we're right back where we started.
Well, he's right now, Alan Lazard is very much the WR2 on the roster.
Yeah, right? I mean, you go to some of the guys that they hope, I'm sure they have players that they believe can take the next step. You know, they want Antonio Gibson to step up. You know what I mean? I just want some
Xavier
security.
Gibson, you meant? You said Antonio Gibson?
Oh, yeah, Xavier Gibson, my bad.
Right.
Yeah, Xavier Gibson.
Think what Mike Wilson is. Last year, okay, so he only appeared in three games last year. Year before that, 13. Year before that, 16. Year before that, 15. Year before that, 15. Year before that, 16. Always hurt doesn't seem to fit here. Last 2 years, yes. He played 13 out of 17 2 years ago. And just three last year, which is obviously the biggest concern.
He's just been trending in the wrong direction the last couple of years, and he's a big guy. You know what I'm saying? He's a big receiver.
6'4", right, 220.
Right.
And he's 29 years old. He'll be 30 during the season next year.
So tell me this. Does that remind you of somebody that the Giants grabbed? big receiver, started getting injured a little bit, came here and couldn't stay healthy. I just get Kenny Galladay a little bit sometimes, man, when I think of him. And, you know, of course, if he comes here at the right price, that's cool. But I still feel like I have to go out and get another one. You know what I mean? I feel like if I get him, I still may bring in Robbie Chosen. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I can pair that with somebody, right? Somebody that can go vertical, somebody that can stretch the field if they decide to, you know, double up on Garrett Wilson. We definitely need – I mean, I know that you're talking about trying to get Corey Davis to come out of retirement. Who knows, you know, what a year away does if he was able to regain the love for the game or whatever made him leave for his family. I mean, that hurt, but, you know, that still freed up $15 million. You know, so the Jets still have work to do. I mean, I love the Morgan Moses because that tells me that they can go all in. If they can go all in and go – oh, that's what we didn't talk about. That's what we forgot to mention.
What?
Like, where does the Jets go now with Morgan Moses there that you're exclusively in the left tackle world?
Oh, 100%. Well, I mean, the news today –
if you can't get Joe Alt and you stay put, it may be a possibility and a chance for them to get another player that – I don't understand why his stock has dropped so low.
Whose stock?
Penn State. Fuchashano.
Oh, Olufashanu.
Yeah, I don't know why his stock has dropped so much.
Well, we were supposed to investigate that because Olufashanu has been somebody that Mel Kiper has raved about. A lot of the draft
people raved about the draft.
Now, he didn't get through the combine. He did have a quad issue that what he said wouldn't affect him when it comes to his pro day. But it was something. The reason why he pulled out of the combine was just that little, you know, lingering issue. But when it comes to his impact at Penn State, he was phenomenal.
The comparisons of him is ridiculous. And yes. It's like, how can he not be the number one guy? How are we talking about Joe Alt?
That's what we were trying to figure out. It's like, what was it that happened that he drops now in a lot of these mock drafts?
We got to grab Kiper on something. He needs to explain himself.
Well, the other one to talk to is Field Yates as well, right?
Yeah, we need to figure out what happened. Like, because it's not – is it his play? Because people – whenever you mention somebody and the words you use to describe them is Joe Thomas, Tyron Smith. Like, whenever you start saying those words, I mean, you got my attention.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he's kind of fallen out of grace, and we're talking about Mims, we're talking about – Latham, we're talking about all the, you know, the kid out there, Oregon State. It's like, well, excuse me, what is this guy? I mean, 317, hasn't given up any sacks. What are we doing here? So if I'm the Jets, I'm really doing my due diligence, because even if you like the Mauler on the right side, because you have Morgan Moses now, you really have to say and consider, say, okay, well, because we have that, we have to go left tackle. I don't want some right tackle trying to play left tackle. I don't want to play that. I want somebody to come in, because we saw what that looked like with Evan Neal with the Giants. We saw Evan Neal go in, and I think Evan Neal is a much better player than what he's been able to prove, but he's playing and learning a new position and new footwork. Yes, he did it before, but he thrived in college as a left tackle, and now we're asking him to play on the right side, and, you know, he's not doing so well. And maybe him going to left guard may help things out. And so, you know, who knows, man? I would call the Giants. Hey, can we move up so we can make sure that we get our left tackle, Joe Alt, if they're not in the Joe Alt sweepstakes, and then they can go get their right tackle. Because they have a great left tackle.
So at six, so you want the Giants to drop back four spots and go to 10?
You
said the Chargers are kind of in that same boat, right? I think the Giants might want to take a wide receiver at six. You know?
I think if the receivers go 1, 2, 3, 4, and Marvin Harrison goes 5.
If the quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and then right. At 4, Marvin Harrison goes.
Wide receiver, right. And then what?
And then, you know, if you know San Diego's going –
yeah, the Chargers are at 5, right?
They're going tackle.
And they need a right tackle. And the Giants need a right tackle.
Yeah, but they may try and do what the Giants did. Take Joe Alt at 6'9", and put him at the right side because they have Slater.
So you'd be doing the Giants a favor if you moved ahead of the Chargers at five. If you took the Chargers pick at five, they know you're taking a left, and so they get their right tackle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, J.C. Latham or whoever else it might be. Sorry. So here's what I came up with when it comes to the Mel Kiper stuff on Olufoshinu, who he said in his recent rankings, he now has Fashanu at 16th of all the players with several tackles in front of him, including the guy from Oregon State, Talise Fuaga. He's got Latham in front of him. Again, these are right tackles now.
Right. You know, first of all, you know the disrespect that you have.
And
a
Joe
right
Alte has it.
Tackle.
Yeah, and Joe Alte has it eight still. And Joe Alte, he just, you know, raves about his technique and everything else, and just how good he is.
Seems slow to me. Like sometimes, like he's a 6'9". He's 6'9".
Okay. Well, he had him at six previously, but his most recent rankings, he's got him at eight, and that's Alt. Now, as we continue it, and let me get back to Fashanu, who now is suddenly at 16. And he said this about Fashanu, who was previously ninth, all the players. Now, not just not offensive linemen. I'm talking about everybody.
Right.
He had him as the ninth best player in the draft. Now he's got him at 16. And he said he's been moving up my big board. He moved up the big board last fall before he announced that he was going to return to play in 2023. He said he could have been a top 10 pick in that draft, meaning this last year's draft.
So he's worse.
All right. But he said he said that he has the size, the footwork, and physical traits teams want in a high-end left tackle. He moves effortlessly with the urgency and getting his hands on the second-level defenders with ease. He said the exciting part is that he's still developing. He has started just 21 career games and turned 21 years old in December. So perhaps the concern is his lack of experience, and maybe he is not a plug-and-play starter, which is what makes sense when I tell you that if the Jets draft an offensive tackle, if they draft a left tackle, signing Bakhtiari as your sort of mentor backup, not going to have to play a ton of snaps, is probably the most likely thing that they'll do here, in my opinion, unless it's Donovan Smith and they open up the purse strings and they go pay for one. Donovan Smith is the obvious one to bring in because he's made it clear he wants to be here.
Hey, and then the other crazy thing is now with the Morgan Moses signing,
yes,
he's going to be next to Vera Tucker.
Yeah, on the
right
side.
Well, when you took Becton, why do you think Becton was so damn good? Because he was next to Vera Tucker.
Yep.
So that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, if that's the case.
Right, and you have John Simpson to play the left side now. You just brought him in. So, John Simpson is your
Well, another veteran. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, another veteran. So what I'm saying is if he's next to a strong veteran and you have strong veteran leadership at guard, you have a second-year player in Tippmann that got a ton of experience next year at center. Mm-hmm. You have a right guard who's when healthy, is the best guard and one of the best guards in all of football. Mm-hmm. And then you have Morgan Moses, who is as solid as it comes, who's one of the best-ranked tackles, right tackles in there. You can't have one guy that's inexperienced on the offensive line. Aaron Rodgers can't. If everybody
else
do their
job, the most
Aaron
important
Rodgers
side. You don't think it's the most important side though? If I'm going to have somebody that's inexperienced, you probably want to be able to hide him inside. I wouldn't want to have him on the left side.
No. Listen, Aaron Rodgers at his age don't need no interior pressure because he ain't running, and you don't want him running and getting out of pocket. You want him to feel strong in the pocket to be able to step up.
Okay.
And step around pressure. Like, if you got a young left tackle, you tell him if you get beat outside because Aaron Rodgers will step up and he'll be able to deliver the ball. If Aaron Rodgers knows that it's a little leakage there, you also can chip guys on the way out. You can also bring guys back, you know, in turn protection and bring the H-back or the fullback back to help seal the edge. So it's ways to work around that as well. But we acting like this dude's going to be a turn stop, and every week that he's going to get somebody, that is going to be the greatest left pass rusher in the game.
Well, I mean, again, if it's the experience factor that I think is the bigger concern right now.
Well, but the dude's
now, again,
still
Fuaga's a right – I've got to make this clear, though. I think he's the second left tackle that Kiper has in the draft, second best. So it's not like you're getting a worse player. The other offensive linemen that are in front of him are right tackles. Fuaga is a right tackle. Latham is a right tackle, right? Fatano is a guard. Like these are the guys that are ahead of him that are offensive linemen. So, you know, again, while we're wondering why is he dropping when it comes to the ranks and when it comes to anything else, it's probably based on need. The Chargers have a left tackle. The Giants have a left tackle, right? So who's really in the market for the left tackle in the draft? That's all the Jets have to worry about.
But unless San Diego wants to take Joe Alt because he's so great, saying, hey, if we can't pay Latham, he can play right tackle, then move to left tackle. Remember, that's the same thing that happened with Orlando Brown with the Ravens, right? They drafted him. They had Ronnie Stanley. He said he wanted to play left tackle. He played left tackle in college. He went to two Pro Bowls at right tackle, and he forced his way out because he was unhappy. He wanted to be a left tackle. Because everybody knows that's the money spot. Now, with Lane Johnson being so outstanding and what he does, he's raised the price for what right tackles get paid. So it's not a huge discrepancy that it used to be between the left tackle and right tackle. But I just – the Jets need to knock it out of the park.
Yes.
Either they
clearly,
need to,
this has been a very quiet for them. This has been a very quiet offseason. And all that happened yesterday, that like the one thing that did come out, that is only adding to the fact that, you know, there is now things that they can do business-wise, is that Rich Cimini is reporting, based on a source, that C.J. Mosley is going to agree to what's going to turn into a two-year deal at $17 million that gives him the security of another year. And because they took the non-guaranteed and put some real money into it, that has now taken his cap charge down, and the Jets get $8 million in cap savings. So there's another $8 million that you can put on top of what the Jets can spend.
I told you that. So also, business has to be taken care of first.
And they haven't gotten a wide receiver yet.
No. But this is the business part.
Or a
right?
left tackle.
They have to free up the space before they can offer the contract.
You're absolutely right.
So I would be looking at the Jets in the next couple of days. You know, Mike Williams is a free agent. All he costs is money, right? And because he's 29 years old, I don't think you have to give him a five-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You can give him a three-year deal.
Even shorter.
Right.
It all depends
shorter
on what
because,
he wants.
Remember, it has to be shorter because it has to tie up. It has to tie up with Garrett Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because when Garrett Wilson's a free agent, now you know that the number is going to be $25, $26 million if you're going to keep him. Right now also, I mean, just imagine this. I'm just saying. Justin Jefferson ain't signed yet.
Yeah, Justin, that's an interesting situation there in Minnesota.
Justin Jefferson ain't signed yet.
Apparently there was an offer. I think somebody reached out to Minnesota, and then Minnesota's response was like this, you know, hilarious, you know, your best player for my best player kind of thing. So I don't know how serious they're going to be there about trading him. I mean, you're really blowing it up if you trade him.
I mean, if you can't sign him, then what are you going
to
do?
Oh, that's what – I think the Bengals reached out. And they said, okay, fine, you give us T. Higgins.
Yeah, okay. I kind of heard that floating out there, putting the two teammates back together. But how the hell are they going to afford that? How are they going to give him $30 million and then give Ja'Marr Chase $30 million the next year?
Of course.
And they've already paid their quarterback crazy money in their left tackle. So we know that's not going to work, right? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, like, I mean, last year when they played, Jordan Addison put on a show. Like when remember last year Jordan Jefferson was hurt a lot. And Jordan Addison put on a show last year as a rookie to show you that he could be – he is potentially a number one. They got a steal with that guy. But the fact that when you look at C.J. Mosley giving money back, like I told you he would, you know, so Jordan Addison last year had 911 yards last year as a rookie. So he's not quite that, but I mean, you could project that. I don't know what Minnesota's doing.
Yeah,
no Kirk Cousins.
Adam Schefter said yesterday that the extension, I guess Jefferson already turned down an extension, would have brought him to the level of a Tyreek Hill.
And, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he turned that down.
Jets,
well, wouldn't you turn it
either.
Down too when you don't know the quarterback situation? Like, you got to understand where they're at right now. They look like they're going through a rebuild.
So when somebody,
I mean,
so
let's
when
see, Dalvin Cook was the first to go. Kirk Cousins,
Daniil
left,
Hunter,
right? And now Justin Jefferson's looking around the room like he's Will Smith in the living room with no furniture.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it's at right now. Look, all I'm saying is I expected a little more out of Joe Douglas and the Jets when it comes to this stuff right now.
I don't know
why. The offensive line building was the obvious part of it. But the other thing is like, I thought they'd be a little bit more involved in some things. And they're almost as inactive as the Cowboys have
been. No. But what do the Jets need? The Jets need lineman help and receiver. And they've already done lineman. The lineman's already done. And they may get another, they might get another one. They might sign Bakhtiari.
Well, they got to get another. We all know the left side. They still got to get the left tackle. That's the thing. You got a guard and you got a right tackle. Great.
But the thing.
You still got to get a left tackle, which is the most important one. It's the biggest one.
But the thing is, I told you that you got Josh Jones still out there. I told you. I think they're trying to swing big, and if not, then they have contingency plans. They're going to draft one, no doubt. You know, but if they're able to get the receiver and they're able to get the tackle that they feel comfortable with, then who knows? I mean, the tight end from Georgia could be a realistic thing, because if you got the receiver that you need, and you end up getting the tackle that you feel comfortable with,
well, then you got to cut somebody. You don't need four tight ends.
Well, you cut Yeboah.
Signed him.
But Yeboah is considered a fullback. He's an H-back, so he's not really a tight end.
No, okay.
Everybody carries three tight ends.
Well, they have three right now.
Right, but Yeboah, remember, is like an H-back.
Mm-hmm.
He's only like 6'2", you know what I mean? He's like a move guy.
All right. Well, I mean, you're giving me all the reasons why it's been relatively quiet with the Jets. I'm wondering –
it's quiet because they're working the phones.
What's going to come of this and the options that are still out there? But, you know, do I feel confident at this point? No.
I feel really good. With Morgan Moses, I feel really good because I was concerned. I was concerned with Vera Tucker –
I was too.
Playing right tackle and not being settled into the position that he knows best.
Mm-hmm.
Right guard. With Morgan Moses, that trade is so big on so many levels. It gives the Jets so many options.
Okay.
I think they gives them so many options where they don't have to press, right? Because they can say, you know what? We got Morgan Moses. We're going to put Vera Tucker at left tackle, which he played, right, at a high level.
Oh, no.
And they can say, we go get Kevin Zeitler.
No. Come on. This is what I'm talking about. Like, you can't do that. That's what I mean about confidence.
Kevin Zeitler is
– that doesn't get – Vera Tucker, who has had some injuries his last couple of years – because he's asked to play other positions.
You just want your top five.
I want players who I drafted for their position to play that position. It doesn't mean that if you need it in a pinch that Vera Tucker can't slide over, that's fine. But if you start talking to me that way, then I'm really starting to lose confidence in the ability to build an offensive line.
But whoa. Simpson is a beast at where he's at.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Moses is – legit at where he's at.
Right. Now I'm going to take a guard and put him at left tackle, the most important part of my offensive line.
He played left tackle for you already and played at such a high level.
I understand he did, but that's not really what he is. His ability to do it short term is one thing.
To make it
full term is, to me, a problem.
No. Like the Connor Williams kid got drafted by the Dallas Cowboys as a tackle. Played guard for them, and after he played guard, now this dude is the number one center in free agency.
It's a lot different than asking him to play left tackle. That's all I'm saying.
Damon Woody came in his league as what? A center from Boston College.
Mm-hmm.
He played center guard when he came for the Jets. What position did he play?
Wasn't he a guard?
He played right tackle. It happens all the time.
Okay.
So listen, what I'm saying is, if you
then
want
everything
your best
I learned
five,
about the importance of the left tackle goes out the window.
No, because you've seen him play at a crazy level.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Breece was getting busy? Who you think was the left tackle? Remember, like they got hurt the same game. He was playing left tackle every game. He started the season as left tackle. Now, what you do is you get concerned with it, with the injuries. But that's why you go. You can still go get Bakhtiari.
Okay.
And now what you're saying is.
I think that's a given. I do. I think that's a given.
Right. So if Vera Tucker and Bakhtiari is your left tackles, you're fine. Because guess what? If
I don't want to be fine. I have a 40-year-old quarterback, and I don't know how much longer I have him. I got to win now.
I still think that's elite. Vera Tucker played left tackle at such a high level when he played. And if you have Bakhtiari there, you just want five war daddies that's going to be in one position and learn how to play together.
Listen to me.
If you go get Kevin Zeitler,
I've cornered the market on guards, interior offensive linemen. I've cornered the market. Now what?
What I'm saying is, listen.
Like you're Patrick trying to Mahomes, explain whoa, something whoa, whoa. To me, and Patrick, I cannot
Patrick,
fathom
Patrick,
it.
Patrick Mahomes won the Super Bowl with the two best three linemen in the league, and his outside guys were suspect, right? Tooney, Tooney, his center, all pros. His tackles stunk. But because he knew that nobody was getting up the middle, he was good, right? So if guess what? If you go get Kevin Zeitler, what you've basically done is took three-fifths of the Ravens offensive line that played at a hell of a high level last year.
Yeah, I understand. And a much different quarterback. This is what I need to know then. Because what I'm expressing is a crisis in confidence. Because I thought look, they're opening more cap space. Great. They already had gotten some cap space from the NFL. Great. And while, yes, you're right about Moses and bringing him back, you needed a right
and
tackle.
And Simpson.
That's
right.
Good.
Miss me with the holding penalties because Lamar Jackson holds the ball for 28 seconds.
Fine. I'm with you on those. But there is still a desperate need for wide receiver, nothing. There is still a desperate need for left tackle, nothing. And those are the things that worry me. Oh, and by the way, backup quarterback, that doesn't thrill me. A guy that gets hurt a lot.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't thrill me. It doesn't. So where I am right now, like I said, the Giants got a great start in free agency, and they really set the tone. The Jets, it's been the opposite. For me, the Jets, it's sort of been, all right, I'm still waiting for something that tells me that you're back on track for a Super Bowl contender, and I don't feel it.
I would say the Jets and the Giants are on equal footing. I would argue that the Giants still have more holes than the Jets.
The Giants didn't solve quarterback. That's their biggest
hole. They didn't start quarterback. They ain't solved wide receiver either.
Well, they can do that in the draft easily.
Maybe.
With the sixth pick. But they can. The Jets, we don't know at 10.
The Jets can solve an offensive lineman inside of the
another
draft
right
as well.
Tackle at 10? That's my point. I don't know. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know. So I have a crisis in confidence right now with the Jets. Here's what we'll do. Am I right or wrong? 800-919-3776. Bart, for some reason today, has chosen to be logical. He has chosen to explain things calmly and confidently. I'm the one that is freaking out. Which one of us is right? We'll get to your calls coming up. We got plenty to get to, of course, because around the NFL, there's other news to follow. Garrett Cole stuff, and with Dylan Cease now traded, what are the Yankees going to do? And Buster Olney had an unbelievable story today. If you're thinking they're going after Blake Snell, think again. Read that story today, and that didn't make me feel good whatsoever. I'm just – you know what? I woke up, and I'm just not in a good mood today. Not feeling good about anything. But the Knicks play the Trailblazers tonight. Can I feel good about that? Lots to get to. Stay with us. Barton Hunt, 98.7.
Loosen them up for you.
ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. You know, it's not even been a year since the Jets acquired Aaron Rodgers, and boy – what an 11 months it has been. Yesterday on the K-Show, Michael said, you know, when it's over, it will be easy to judge if that deal was worth it.
If the Jets don't win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, this whole experiment was the worst thing that has ever happened to this franchise. The latest example of the toxicity is what's going on with the vice presidential aspirations with RFK. You might say, well, that's not Aaron Rodgers' fault. Yeah, it is Aaron Rodgers' fault. It absolutely is. If they come to him and say, are you interested in this? You shut it down and go, I'm the quarterback of the Jets. I can't do this. I've told people publicly I want to play 2 or 3 more years. I don't even want my name out there. And now the RFK people put his name out there with his knowledge, and he didn't shut it down because all he cares about is being in the spotlight and being that guy. He has destroyed and will continue to destroy everything about the Jet organization.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, Bart Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott. 98.7 ESPN, 800-919-3776.
Yeah, Barry Turk only played one game at left tackle.
That yeah, I mean, you know.
But it was a hell of a game.
You're selling me that this is that how we're going to remake the offensive line. We're going to take a couple of rejects from the Ravens and then move my all-pro guard
rejects
to left tackle full-time.
No,
and I'm protecting a 40-year-old quarterback this way.
No, what you're not going to do.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm Woody Johnson and this is what you're giving me, you're out. Out.
What you're not going to do is say rejects.
Well, they did reject them. They sent them off. They sent them away.
These were good players that they can't afford because they're in cap hell.
A little facetious there, a little. Just a slightly little bit of tongue-in-cheek.
You want to know why they had
Morgan
to get rid
Moses
of
wanted to come back to the Jets, and you need to get to the bottom of that story. Clearly, he wanted to come back.
You want to know why they had to do that? Because Raekwon Smith makes $100 million.
All right.
Because Marlon Humphreys makes a kabillion dollars.
Yes.
Because they just paid Marcus Williams, he's not even the best safety on their team.
Okay.
Actually, Kyle Hamilton paid him a kabillion dollars.
Okay.
They paid Ronnie Stanley, who's a rotational left tackle right now, played for one series, not played the other. He was the first $100 million left tackle, was the highest pay, hasn't been healthy. Lamar Jackson makes kabillion dollars. That's why.
Lamar Jackson makes a kabillion dollars. I probably want to protect
makes
him.
$1 billion.
But I probably want to protect him, don't I? That's all I'm saying. Listen, I like those moves, but those moves give me no sizzle. None. The butter's barely melting.
Morgan Moulds is tremendous.
Come on, a little bit. But you got to admit that the two marquee pieces that I needed Joe Douglas to go get in this offseason – we've heard nothing.
It's been one damn day.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley's already somewhere else.
It's one day, but guess what?
You can't trade for Davante Adams, clearly. That's not going down.
You don't know that can't happen.
You do know that because the Raiders have told you they're not trading him.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they take their word for it. Yeah, absolutely.
What are you talking about? It's the new GM, and he's saying this is it. We're staying here. This
sure
is what we're doing.
Sure.
He's got the coach he wanted there, and they brought in Gardner Minshew. The guy
say
you love, you
face.
Love Gardner Minshew.
Bro, say that with a
Wait
straight face.
Wait a second. You love him. How can you go from loving this guy and tell me how much you love him, and now you're laughing about the idea that he's the quarterback?
I love him as my backup quarterback. I do not love him as my starting quarterback.
Well, that's what he is right now.
Remember, he was the starting quarterback in Jacksonville, and they still had the first pick to be able to get Trevor Lawrence.
That is correct. Yes.
Like, what are we talking about?
Listen,
like that means nothing. If I'm the Jets, I
right
have
now.
Plenty
okay.
of time.
I have right now. This is what I mean. Like, today you're choosing to be logical, and it's kind of pissing me off. I am right now in my Jet fan mode.
Okay.
And I'm telling you that I have a crisis in confidence.
Okay.
And I am having a hard time buying into, you know what? I'm already into the offseason, and I'm already a little concerned.
Would you shut up if they sign Mike Williams today? Would you shut up?
I don't know if I'd shut up because
– Well, hold on.
I would think, okay, but I hope he's healthy.
So if they go out and get a guy that's went over 1,000 yards mm-hmm. and they go get him, you ain't going to
shut up. Same guy that you just told me is hurt too much.
Well, he's coming off of ACL.
But you just told me he's hurt too much. Now you're selling to me that –
I'm telling you, you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth on this stuff.
I'm too emotional.
Are you talking out of both sides of your mouth? Because you said –
No.
Because you told me that, you know, he only was hurt 2 years.
Right. But you're the expert. You see, again, I told you, I'm in fan mode right now. And I'm having a crisis in confidence.
Yo, if he go get Mike Williams, shut up, okay? I don't want to hear nothing else from you to after the draft.
You know I can't do that.
See what they do at tackle.
You know I can't do that.
If he go sign him, I want you to shut the hell. Because, listen, I think some of the other late moves that the Jets could do.
Yeah.
I mean, if they go get Justin Simmons, would you shut up?
Yeah.
What do you mean? He's the best safety in football.
I know, but don't you already have Tony Adams and Chuck Clark?
I'm not believing in Tony Adams.
He was pretty good.
How many more safeties do I need? Listen, last year the Ravens had the best defense in football, right?
Yeah.
Didn't they have three safeties so that you can come in and contend with some of these tight ends? Remember, it was Marcus Williams. Mm-hmm. It was Kyle Hamilton.
Yep.
And it was Geno Stone with 15 interceptions, with 13 interceptions. Right. Geno Stone got 13. He had like 10 picks. He led the league in picks.
I said to say he was so good you couldn't remember his name. That's all I said. It's so
too
good.
Many names. Geno Stone. I'm doing this off the top.
See now you know where I'm coming from when I'm saying, like, you guys in the NFL, how do you keep up with all these freaking names? Like,
listen, you still got Trent Brown out there. He's only played well in New England. Massive player.
Oh boy.
What do you mean? Hold up. You gotta make up your mind, man. I'm giving you names.
I'm trying hard to buy in. I really am, Bart.
Trent Brown, 6'8", 370.
You just told me he's Mekhi Becton size. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
That's all you told me.
But he's got paid twice.
Okay. Again. All right, so now he's Dwayne Brown.
He's only 31 years old, Alan.
You don't understand where I'm coming from in this?
What I'm saying is
it's
no need
go time, Bart. Like, this is not the time to sit and just bargain shop. You've got to get the best players you can and go. Like, this roster had flaws last year, and it was noticeable.
So they're hesitant. So they're all good one through four. Now we're worrying about the tackle.
It's a big, big number one, though.
But the thing is, I don't – they need to figure out
what
they want
to do. Saying I have everything but the point guard. Because I need that. Like, it's the most important position.
Because guess what, Alan? Mm-hmm. If they go out and they go get Tyron Smith, then you're not drafting a tackle.
Probably not.
So they have options. They go get Tyron Smith, they're not drafting a tackle. That means it's the tight end or the receiver.
That means they're moving back.
Okay, so they can shut you up if they sign Tyron Smith today.
If you give me somebody that you're declaring is my starting left tackle and he's an experienced, capable left tackle, yeah, I feel pretty good about it.
Okay.
I do.
They'll sign Bakhtiari for $5 million to shut you up. I want you to shut up.
How about the people? Do they want me to shut up? 800-919-3776. AJ in the Bronx. Whose side you on, AJ?
Hey, so I hate to play both sides of the fence here. In most cases, Bart is 100% correct. In 95% of times, Bart is 100% correct. But we're talking about the Jets here. I'm sorry. They're going to mess it up. They're not doing well. It doesn't look good. Bart, I'm sorry, bro. Trust me, I want to side with you. But we're talking about the Jets here. We have enough objective evidence to say that this is going to be crazy. So I sided with Hart.
But listen, you put Verrett Tucker back where he's supposed to be, and you have Morgan mm-hmm. Moses, who played one of the highest levels last year. Mm-hmm. Ravens led the league in rushing.
I think what Han is saying, he wants a solidified left tackle. He doesn't want these guys who are part-time-ish, or maybe I'll play this one game, that game. He wants somebody who's been there, done that, and is fully capable of being a left tackle for Aaron Rodgers.
But you want to ignore the four pieces that you
I'm not
have?
Ignoring it, but those four mean nothing.
They're not
the
war
left
daddies,
side
man.
Isn't up
hold
to
hold on. Vera Tucker's not a war daddy?
At left tackle?
Left guard. No, he's going back to right guard.
That's what I'm saying to you. We want a left tackle, Bart.
Right.
We need a war daddy at left tackle.
Jeez. What I'm saying is, it's a lot of people that got great players and may not have the best left tackle, but got the best guard.
Agreed.
Last year, Kansas City had the best guards centers in the league, and they won the championship.
We also have a quarterback who's 40 years old coming off an Achilles injury. We don't need him running for his life.
Don't want him
from
running
his backside.
What I'm saying is, how is he running
Mahomes
from his life?
Mahomes is elusive. Mahomes can make you miss.
Okay, AJ.
Rodgers, I don't want him running for his life.
AJ, are you relatively confident in the fact that the right tackle is not going to give up a lot of pressure?
I am confident in the fact that we don't have a left. Well,
No. You see, you can't skip to the end of my test.
Okay.
Are you confident that Morgan Moses is a above average Pro Bowl caliber right tackle?
No, not Pro Bowl. Above average, yes.
No, he is Pro Bowl.
He's not Pro Bowl.
He's like 89.
Bart, come on, man.
That's just because Lane Johnson. Okay.
Bart, you love the Jets, bro. Bart, you love the Jets, bro. I get it. Bart,
no.
You love the Jets. He's not a Pro Bowler. Come on, man. We can't dumb down the word Pro Bowler. This is crazy right now. He's not a Pro Bowler.
Are you serious? Baker Mayfield was a Pro Bowler last year. I think he should not have been.
And he should not have been. Anybody who can watch football knows he should not have been.
These
Pro Bowls and these All-Stars, but Bart, Pro Bowls, nowadays in sports, man, not trying to teach you because I know you know way more football than I ever know, but these Pro Bowls and All-Stars, they're so watered down today. We don't have real All-Stars and real Pro Bowlers anymore. We have guys who are just trying to go in there, man.
Okay, I'll digress. He's a very good right tackle.
Yeah, he's
maybe
good. He's good.
Maybe top 15 in the league. Let's say that.
He was ninth, I think, in run block, right?
Yeah, agreed.
He's good.
So Vera Tucker, when healthy, is a war daddy, right?
Yes.
One of the best.
Vera Tucker's all pro.
He's one of the best guards.
He's verified.
In football.
Yeah. Vera Tucker's definitely verified.
Tippmann played well last year.
He was good. He's good at center. You can't keep moving him around, though. He's a young player. You get
Simpson. Even though the penalties, because Lamar Jackson holds the ball for 30,000 seconds, you don't know what the hell he's doing behind you.
He played almost every game. I think he played 16 of the 17 games, and he had 10 penalties, which led the team, and six of them were holding.
Right, because Lamar Jackson holds the ball for 37 minutes.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
If you got that many.
If you got all that,
who
and
cares
you don't
you
have someone. What does Chris Canty always tell us? Chris Canty always says, what do the defensive linemen do? They find the fish and they fight over them. Who gets
but
to go up against
them? But you can
protect
one fish when you ain't got four.
Not always.
The problem was
the
Jets had a bunch of fish last year. It wasn't because Flowers sucked. It was because the whole offensive line for
the
Giants
sucked.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much all of them was bad.
So if Andrew Thomas is as good as he is.
All right. Well, they're gonna go get Jonah Williams to shut you up then.
Okay.
The failed left tackle from the Cincinnati Bengals that played right tackle played well, but he's a left tackle from Alabama. First round draft pick.
See, the funny thing is you just want to shut me up instead of just having a conversation about this. I'm letting you know, and we're going to find out from the calls, is whether or not I'm right. I have anxiety right now watching the Jets and seeing not much going on here, knowing the needs that this team has and watching players go to other teams.
It's Thursday, bro. The official signing was yesterday.
And a lot went on since Monday. A lot.
Okay.
I've been reading these, NFL.com has updates.
Reading is not fundamental. Sometimes you shouldn't read everything.
They do the roundup of all the players and the movement and stuff like that, and all the different things the teams are doing. And the one thing I am not seeing is Jets sign LT and then the name. Jets sign WR and then the name.
I thought they were they
trade
been four. Trying, they
whatever
been
it is.
Trying to draft them.
They pick at 10.
I'm sorry, Tyron Smith got picked by who? Who Tyron Smith signed with?
Okay.
Who he signed with?
He's not signed yet. But he's also somebody that if you get him, you better have someone else because you know he's not going to play every game. That's what he's become in his career.
He played every game last year.
Calls to get to 800-919-3776.
He's such a wet towel, man. Wait till we talk about the Knicks. I'm going to talk about maybe the scapula falling off of Julius Randle.
Oh, you'd normally do that anyway.
But that's I've been positive about it. But I'll be negative now.
You want to be negative just because I'm in a mood today? You don't want to help me get out of this mood?
No.
You'd rather instead make it worse.
I'll go down with my boy.
Dude, Garrett Cole is going to probably be out until maybe June. Maybe.
Don't worry. You can
and
get
the Yankees
Snell.
Are going to do nothing about it. You the weather Snell. Is beautiful today. We're going to hit 70 in the city. And baseball, to me, I can't get excited because already the Yankees have the same problems that they've had since last year. That put me in a bad mood. I read Buster Olin this morning at about 8 a.m., and it set me off. You want me to tell you why I'm where I am right now? This is why I am.
Before you had your matcha.
You're right about that, too. All right, calls to get to and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Barton Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. It's time now for a tournament update brought to you by Bet365. We got games going on already, of course, as this is conference tournament season that's happening right now. We got some stuff happening, including locally. We've got the Atlantic 10 tournament that is going on at the Barclays Center. And that is it's St. Joe's and Richmond are getting things started off there. So it is amazing, though, when you try to find scores, as I had them right in front of me, that I cannot get to that right now. Because, of course, this is just giving me top
25. I got a filler question for you.
What do you have for me right now? Before I am going to find this, I'm going to give the score.
How old is number 5 from North Carolina? I swear to God, I've been watching this dude.
Bacot? Yeah, he's been there. He's been there, man. I think he and Michael Jordan were teammates at one point.
Come on, man.
So Richmond.
I swear he played with James Worthy, man. What the hell is going on, man?
Richmond is up 45-42 in the second. That game started 11:30 this morning, by the way.
Yeah.
That's the first game there.
Nelson Quinn has 17 points and Bailey has 7.
Okay, attaboy. And then UMass, by the way, playing VCU at 2 o'clock, in that tournament, and in the Big East tournament, which is going on right now at Madison Square Garden, this is, UConn and Xavier, and my internet is so freaking slow. It is 34-33 UConn, the 2 seed, by the way, or I should say the second ranked team, 34-33 at the half. So a 1-point lead over Xavier. UConn. In a little bit of a struggle.
Don't matter. They're going to make the tournament anyway, right?
Yeah. You want to hear about your Michigan State?
Yeah. Michigan State hasn't been at Michigan State anymore in a long time, man. But, yeah.
No? You haven't felt good about them? Well, that their tournament's going on right now in Minneapolis. And they are also at the half of that game against Minnesota. And it's 34-32 Minnesota over Michigan State in the Big Ten tournament. So there you go. St. John's, by the way, 2:30 is the tip-off for their game against Seton Hall. They'll be after that UConn-Xavier game at Madison Square Garden. So, of course, keep it right here for all the updates and everything else that you need. As long as the internet is moving fast enough.
You're friends with Hubert Davis, right?
Friends. I don't know. Yeah. He's a friend of the show.
Why? Who the hell lines his hair up, man?
Oh, I don't know. You want to ask him?
Yeah, like they push his hairline back so far.
Yeah. I don't think he's worried about that.
You know when somebody's hairline start growing back, you see the stubble? Like, bro, they pushed you back a good 2 inches, man. You got a strong, powerful hairline. Why are they doing that to you?
Maybe that's what he wants. By the way, that was a tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary. At Bet365, 3-6-5. It is one of those. It's one of those tournaments, man. That like tournament season right now. That I'm still waiting for something aside from, like, you know, we talk about some of the great stories are always going to be in the beginning, right? The Cinderellas and all these teams that, like, Wagner. Shout out Wagner. So on Tuesday, they won the NEC. It's their second time they win their conference, only the second time they go into the NCAAs, first time in over 20 years. And, you know, they get this win over Merrimack. And, you know, that's a great story. To, you know, you love those stories.
Yeah.
But I'm still waiting.
The Cinderella story.
Who are the Goliaths? Who, you know, there was always, every year, like, yeah, obviously UNC. You know, there's always every year the Dukes. There's going to be Kansas. You know, you're going to get a Michigan. You know, am I? You know, Gonzaga is always going to have something to say. Like, you're looking forward to this stuff.
The Blue Bloods.
Am I missing something this year that, you know, like, I don't know what to anticipate yet.
If we can get TV star off the set and maybe get our old friend Jay Will to call us, I'm sure he can explain everything to us.
I mean, Jay Will is probably he's going to have to join us at some point.
Yeah, he has the turtleneck on now. He's doing the
handsome
ACC
guy
tournament right now.
Yeah, he's working that. Right, so he's down in D.C. That's where the ACC tournament is in the Verizon, right? Is it Verizon Center Arena or something like that?
Yeah,
right?
we might need to fold
Capital
the phone
One Capital One Arena.
Yeah, we might need to phone a friend. You know what I'm saying?
So he can
put us in and everything.
We'll hit him
basketball.
Up. All right. So we got lots of calls to get to. 800-919-3776. I am just – Bart's calling me a wet blanket. I'm just looking at the Jets, and I'm wondering, like
– I thought you would be happy with the Morgan Moses. That came out of nowhere.
I am happy with it, but it's a – there's no left tackle.
Move.
There's no wide receiver. It just feels
move.
Like, what are we going to do?
Was last
and
year
when are they going to do it?
Before that, we was like, man, Bear Tucker going to be our right tackle.
Yeah, I know.
Then we can go out and get a guard. Oh, he back at guard, baby.
Okay. All right. That's – again – so you have from left guard over to right tackle settled. Left tackle, though, is the most critical position. It is not settled. I'm not comfortable. I am not happy. I can't chill. I can't rest
just freed up
until
money.
That is settled. Yes, Mosley gave you $8 million back. Joe Douglas, let's go.
We need two players.
Let's go.
A receiver and a tackle.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, the Giants did some stuff. They still got more to do. Could their draft suddenly start to change to, like, what they vision to do in the draft? Are you sure that it's Daniel Jones and Drew Locke as your quarterbacks? Are you really sure that's what you're going to do? We got plenty more to get to. The Knicks play the Trailblazers tonight. Garrett Cole's injury and something that Buster Olney said. And it's the reason why I'm in the mood I am today is because of Buster Olney. Because of what I read him say this morning, kind of it started the day off wrong. Explain all that coming up, but first, bet with the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay from FanDuel every Thursday with TNT Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you're new to FanDuel or already have an account. You'll get bonus bets back if your same-game parlay doesn't win on any NBA on TNT game. NBA same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance to score at a bigger payday. Suns Celtics tonight. Take the over. Mavericks Thunder. Here's your question. Luka left the game last night. Is he going to play? If he doesn't, might want to take that Kyrie over. Maybe, you know, like, they got him for 25 or more points, I'd probably take that. However you want to play, just head to FanDuel.com/Allen to bet on the NBA with a no-sweat same-game parlay with TNT Thursdays. That's FanDuel.com/Allen. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and older, physically present in New York, minimum three-leg parlay required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max refund $5 unless otherwise specified. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. He was out for a while, but OG Anunoby back in the Knicks lineup, and it was like he never left. The defense stifling once again, and yesterday on the K-Show, Peter said Anunoby's impact is easy to see.
How often does a player come along who they're really good players, but they do something to the team that makes the team totally different? I mean, they're a different team when he plays.
Right.
Everyone is better when OG is playing. And I think as important as Randall is, this is the biggest piece to get back. And now I really do stick with what I've been saying for the last few weeks, which is I don't think there's a need to panic as long as they get this whole group back before the playoffs.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.